Welcome back to Giants.com. I am John Schmo. She is Nita Marks, and it is Fantasy Football Super Bowl Sunday. It is championship weekend.
Love it.
I'm in a Super Bowl. I know Anita is in three.
Actually, four.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let's get you your victory this week and start the quarterback position. Anita, I think this brings up an interesting point. You always wonder, do you ride with the guys that get you there in the last week of the year, or do you try to mix and match here and go with the guy, say, like Kirk Cousins or a guy like Andy Dalton who you like at quarterback this week?
Well, it's really interesting because I have Colin Kaepernick, who actually in two of the four leagues that I'm playing in a championship, I have Colin Kaepernick going up against Atlanta, but I'm benching him. I'm benching him for Kirk Cousins going up against the Dallas Cowboys, who's given up an insane amount of points to opposing quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are averaging 25 fantasy football points. It's a risk, but the ceiling is tremendous when it comes to what Kirk Cousins could possibly put up for you. Another guy I like, Andy Dalton, going up against the Minnesota Vikings. They're going up an average of 25 fantasy football points as well. Two quarterbacks that I do not like, Matty Ice, Matt Ryan going up against San Francisco. They're going up the fifth fewest fantasy football points, as well as Andrew Luck going up against Kansas City at Arrowhead. It's just a difficult venue to play.
Now, one running back you like is Ryan Matthews. Really come on strong recently. And with Maurice Jones-Drew probably not playing as of now, you like their backup in Jacksonville.
I do. I love. And Ryan Matthews, it's been interesting because it was a risk drafting him this season, and he started off slow. Of course, you have Danny Woodhead that's been getting a lot of touches back there as well. But Ryan Matthews has come on strong as of late, and he's got the best matchup this week going up against the Oakland Raiders. Brace yourself. Oakland's giving up an average of 35 fantasy football points to opposing running backs. So you've got to roll with Ryan Matthews. As you said, Jordan Todman, if, of course, Maurice Jones-Drew does not go, he's got a great matchup against Tennessee. They're horrible against the rush, good against the pass, horrible against the rush. Two guys I don't like, and just because of matchups. Again, as I said earlier, Mendenhall, who's been great as of late, but going up against Seattle. And, of course, Steven Jackson, again, who's been great as of late, but going up against San Francisco.
You're still riding with that go against the Cowboys defensive wide receiver. You like Pierre Garçon and Josh Gordon, who really has been the best wide receiver in football fantasy-wise the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Josh Gordon, to me, is the number one wide receiver this week in fantasy football, going up against a Jets defense who are horrible against the pass. So you've got to love him this week. And yes, you're absolutely right. You've got Pierre Garçon, that 1-2 punch with Kirk Cousins and Pierre Garçon. If you're starting both of them, good for you. Chances are you've already won your matchup. Wide receivers I don't like, again, because of matchups. Larry Fitzgerald going up against the Seattle Seahawks, and of course, Roddy White.
And now a tight end. You're still riding that Delanie Walker bandwagon.
I am, all season long.
And sit down the black unicorn this week, huh?
Yeah, actually, you're absolutely right. And again, because of matchups. Talking about Martellus Bennett, but Delanie Walker, another week with a phenomenal matchup. Going up against the Jaguars, who have been up the third most fantasy football points to opposing tight ends. So you've got to love Delanie Walker this week.
Everybody, best of luck. Best of luck, Anita.
You too.
Thank you very much. Go get them, everybody. Fantasy football, Super Bowl Sunday. It's a big weekend. Bring home that prize.